Millennials are now America's largest generation, but a recent survey found they are vastly underrepresented in state legislatures, including Florida. That's according to a survey by Stateline and the National Conference of State Legislatures. The report says the age disparity could fuel a disconnect between young voters and the institutions of government. In Florida, millennials make up over a quarter of the state population, yet they hold just 10% of the legislature's 160 seats. The average age of a Florida legislator, 51.
You know, just because my age is below that average, I don't think that being an outlier is a negative thing. I think that it's honestly a strength because people will be looking to me for things that affect our youth.
That was University of Central Florida junior Amber Mariano. In November, she became the youngest person elected to the Florida legislature. She's 21. Mariano feels confident that she can bring a new perspective in the legislature on issues facing Florida's millennials, particularly in the area of college affordability. One Mariano proposal would increase the number of credit hours an in-state student can take before facing a 100% tuition surcharge, and another would allow Bright Future scholarships to be used to cover summer tuition costs. Despite Mariano's win, major hurdles remain for young people aspiring to enter politics.
It costs quite a bit to campaign, even if it's just something so simple as passing out brochures or, you know, creating bumper stickers or something to get your name out there, or even if you try to go the cheap route and advertise on radio.
Susan McManus is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. She says part of the reason millennials are underrepresented in government has to do with the vast amount of time needed to gain political experience. They don't have it. Campaigns are expensive, and millennials are broke. They also lack name recognition that historically depends on giving speeches before Rotary clubs or gaining the support of organizations like the League of Women Voters.
And a student that, or a young person just graduating that thinks they can just immediately announce and do well without getting some experience and some familiarity with people in your district is really not realistic.
In Mariano's case, McManus said, she benefited from the name recognition that came with being the daughter of Pasco County Commissioner Jack Mariano. McManus sees another growing problem among young people, political cynicism. She says it is driven by a perception that money and special interests have excessive influence in politics, which polls have shown are sources of concern among younger voters.
I would say that government corruption is more subtle than it has been in the past.
I definitely think that the government's getting corrupt. It's just more corrupt every day.
So it seems to me that we don't have people who are, you know, fighting for our rights in government, but instead fighting for the rights of businesses or foreign powers.
Those were FSU students Thomas Paine, Hagen Gary, and Will Leach speaking last September ahead of an appearance by conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos. McManus.
You're starting to see a higher cynicism about the two-party system among younger voters than other age groups. That's why in our state, for example, the highest incidence of younger voters voting for either Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, it was highest among young voters.
Representative Mariano, however, is optimistic about the future. She says other young legislators before her have helped pave the way for young people to enter state politics. For example, fellow Republican Representative Jennifer Sullivan and State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam were elected to the Florida House in their early 20s. For WFSU News, I'm Joseph Zeballos-Roy.